Hi, this is Lisa Fratelli and Gerald Jack for Blockchain Is Us. What are we talking about? We're talking about
blockchain.
What the heck is blockchain, Jerry? Do people know what that is?
I don't think so.
Do you know what blockchain is? Anybody? If you know what it is, send Jerry an email and tell him what you think.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what it is. From everything that I read, it's peer-to-peer. Meaning it allows people, the person who has the thing, let's say you make widgets and you want to sell them to XYZ company and you're in London and they're in New Jersey. And before, years ago and up to very recently, there were all kinds of people in the middle of that transaction. Your banks, probably some lawyers, you know, because
wholesalers,
reps. I don't know, Jerry, you know all these people because you had a business for 40 years. All those people with adding value, you know those people adding value? And adding value cost. And adding cost, yes. Well, they call it value. You call it cost because somebody's got to pay for it.
Somebody's paying for it.
Right. What blockchain is going to be doing with a lot of new companies, it's going to eliminate intermediaries. That's what some people are calling the middlemen. And there's a new book that I haven't even started reading yet. It's called Life After Google by George Gilder. And he talks a lot about what the internet did initially, that it helped the, outskirts, the average person create more wealth. And now, and that's a real simplification. And don't interrupt me yet. And then the blockchain is focused more on the intermediaries, the more educated people. These aren't my words, these are sort of his. Like CPAs and attorneys and probably lots of financial people. People who have made their living by selling a service and by sticking their nose in to different transactions. The best example I can say, and it's already happened, is real estate. You have a house, somebody wants to buy it. Think of all the people in that industry. Oh my gosh. Well, I don't know where, and I don't have the article, but I remember reading it. There was a house that was bought, sold, bought, same thing, right? Transacted from buyer to seller in a day in this country because of blockchain. So there you go. Now, anybody listening, if you're in any of the industries that is going to affect, more than likely, you're going to say, oh, that's never going to happen. Mm-hmm. And that's when you know, when a lot of people think a lot of this stuff ain't going to happen, you can bet your dollar it's going to happen because a lot of people didn't believe in the internet. A lot of people could have never foreseen talking into a phone and broadcasting all over the world like I'm doing. This is like a podcast, right? Whoever heard of a podcast? Whoever heard of Facebook? Whoever heard of Google? We could go on and on and on. Now, those changes came about. You might have had nothing to do with them. And maybe you didn't believe in them, but they still happened and they still affect your life. So blockchain is going to affect a lot of people in a lot of ways. And instead of thinking of it as a negative thing, it is a disruptive industry. It's going to be lots of different industries and a lot of different people utilizing it. So it's not just one particular industry. It's software that's going to allow for peer-to-peer commerce. And that's probably why secure, more secure than anything that's out there because it's a digital ledger. that's supposedly not able to be tampered with or hacked into because it involves a cryptocurrency, correct? Yes. Yeah, in this book he talks about, well, I think he talks about tokens, stuff that none of us knew. What the heck are they talking about, right? But it's persisting. So for me, for us, we're participating in it. Instead of being afraid of it, we're participating in it. And that's what, when we talk about Legal Shield and ID Shield, the only way you can participate and have those services, which it's direct to you, it's like the legal service, the identity is, of course, that's kind of a no-brainer, of course. You're the only one who has your identity, and we don't know any of your information, and we will never know any of your information. But as far as the legal service is concerned, that's giving you access to a legal industry. And that really is, in my opinion, a form of blockchain, because it is eliminating a lot of stuff that is unnecessary for you. And it's really, and also trying to educate people about their legal rights, and actually get you to utilize the legal system, because it was there for your use. So that's, I don't know, your phone is different than mine, Jerry, so there you go. You can say hi now that you've got the phone.
Okay, well, Lisa pretty much goes over that blockchain, but blockchain is so much larger than that, and as it unfolds, it'll be touching everybody's life. And
how is it so much larger? Explain.
Well, it's going to be larger than the internet. If you think how big the internet is.
Yeah, I forgot to say that. Most people won't believe that, though.
Yeah, most people won't believe that.
No, but they won't believe it until it goes away.
Yeah, but the internet, again, was designed for
information
passing between two intellects.
Yeah, that's where it started. Right?
And that's where it started. Believe it or not, that's where it started. The reason that it was there was to just pass information. As it expanded, it got into transactions and everything else, and identity and passwords and everything else. Blockchain is going to change that. You're probably going to have one password that's going to get you in everything. And that password will be generated by a computer, by artificial intelligence, that's going to give you a password, and you'll carry that for the rest of your life.
Like a social security number?
Better than a social security number, because people can figure that out.
You can't tamper.
You can't tamper with it. And everything will be connected through that, because blockchain and the artificial intelligence and the way that it works is going to be so much more secure than the internet will ever be. We know that you can't protect yourself unless you have some kind of service. So we're looking forward to talking more about blockchain as the days, and as Lisa reads her book, she'll give us a little more insight into it. So I just want to say that's about it for tonight. And this is Lisa and Jerry saying goodnight from Blockchain Is Us. See you next time. Don't forget to subscribe.